Nigun of Ramichal of Zlotchev. The previous Rebbe writes in his notes that the Tzaddik Ramichal of Zlotchev was one of those who arranged Nigunim for the Baal Shem Tov. In a Sikha of the second day of Shavuos 5700, the previous Rebbe relates that the Tzaddik Ramichal of Zlotchev was a great composer of Nigunim. Our master, the Baal Shem Tov, said that the Tzaddik Ramichal often visits the heavenly chamber of music and he selects Nigunim of arousal and yearning. Once when Ramichal was ill and unable to travel to the Baal Shem Tov, he composed a nigun known amongst Hasidim by the name Ramichal Zlotcheva's Nigun of Yearning. The Alter Rebbe brought this nigun with him when he returned from Mizrich. Ramichal's Nigun of Yearning is divided into three movements. The first movement portrays the powerful longing and intense yearning for his Rebbe. The second stanza, his great joy when he finally is able to come to his master, the Baal Shem Tov. The third stanza portrays his arousal to Dveikus and devotion to the Baal Shem Tov. The previous Rebbe writes in his diary of the 17th of Elul 5657, describing a scene at his own Sheva Brachas. Rav Yaakov Mordechai and Rav Asher Grossman sang the Nigunim of the Tzaddik Rav Michal of Zlotchev. My father, the Rebbe's holy eyes were closed as he silently sang along with them in Dveikus while tears flowed down his cheeks. A young scholar, Rav Mendel ben Zacharia Yaffe of Yekaterinoslav, and two of the best musicians from Vitebsk softly accompanied the singers on their violins. The hearts of the people in the crowd were deeply moved. Then the room grew silent, as if no one was present. The entire scene was glorious in its holiness. The Nigun was sung three times in succession. Each time the singers and violinists were louder, and every stanza was at a higher pitch than the previous one. When they had finished singing, my father the Rebbe opened his eyes and offered L'chaim to the people standing around him. And he then proceeded to say, we have a tradition that the Baal Shem Tov called this Nigun the Nigun that arouses great mercy above. My father, the Rebbe Maharash, said that he heard this from his father, the Tzemach Tzedek, who quoted his grandfather, the Alter Rebbe, who had heard it from his own master, the Maggid of Mizrich, who was personally present when this incident occurred. It was shortly before the Baal Shem Tov passed away, and he requested that they sing the Nigun that arouses great mercy, which had been composed by Reb Michala of Zlotchev. When they had finished singing, the Baal Shem Tov said, I promise you and all your future generations that whenever and wherever people sing the Nigun that arouses great mercy while striving to do tshuva, I will hear it. I will hear it regardless of what heavenly chamber I may be in, because there are angels who bring news from the souls of the living. I will sing along with them, and I will arouse great mercy on behalf of the Baal Tshuva who sing this Nigun. Later the Rebbe Rashab continued, my father the Rebbe Marash explained to me that the inner soul of the most basic nigunim, that is the nigunim that have deeper meaning. Amongst these was the nigun that arouses great mercy ascribed to Rav Michal of Zlotchev. He said that the soul of the nigun is based on the verse in Tanakh, I am a woman of depressed spirits. The substance of the nigun is the verse, I pour out my soul before God. I am a woman of depressed spirits, said by Chana, refers to the people of Israel, who are referred to in Kabbalah as the level called Malchus of the world of Atzilus. This concept as it exists in the realm of Atzilus is exclusively happiness and joy. However, here below, as the souls of Israel are derived from and descend from the world of Atzilus, there can be a state of depressed spirits. Thus, the substance of the Nigun is the verse, I pour out my soul before God. This is the arousal of great mercy, which draws down the happiness and joy inherent in the people of Israel in Atzilus, so that there will be joy within the souls of Israel here below in this world as well. The Baal Shem Tov assures us that if we sing this Nigun with feeling of Teshuvah, then he will assist us by arousing great mercy above. This explanation was given to me, the Rebbe Rashab continued, on the night of the 17th of Elul, the beginning of the period of the divine service of Rosh Hashanah. Today is the 18th of Elul. Let us now sing the Nigun that arouses great mercy, accompanied by an arousal to Tshuva. At that, the previous Rebbe concluded, we proceeded to sing the Nigun once more. In another Sikha of the 12th day of Tammuz 5692, the previous Rebbe related that on every solemn occasion, the Tzemach Tzedek would sing Ramichal Zlotchev's Nigun during his davening. In a Sicha of Pesach 5701, the previous Rebbe describes Pesach as it was celebrated in 5676 in Rostov. He relates how the Chosid Reb Michal Dvorkin sang the famous Nigun that the Tzaddik Reb Michal of Loshev sang before the Baal Shem Tov. Quote, "My father Rebbe Rashab was in an exceedingly good mood. His face shone with a glow of holiness and he was deeply engrossed in his thoughts. One could clearly see that he was reliving some event connected with this Nigun. When Reb Michal finished his singing, my father said that this Nigun was sung before the Rebbe Maharash on the second night of Pesach 5638 in two different styles. The Rebbe Maharash then chose the style that Reb Michal had just sung. The Rebbe Rashab then said, this Nigun opens up the heart, giving rise to Hasidic awe, nostalgia, and hope. These are three paths of divine worship that the Rabbeim instilled in their Hasidim. Whenever Hasidim hold a Fabrengen or dance a Hasidic dance of brotherly love. Reb Michal Dvorkin arrived in America before Pesach 5708. That Pesach he sang the famous Nigun of Reb Michal Zlotchevo during Pesach. The previous Rebbe then related that Reb Michal had once sung this Nigun before the Rebbe Rashab in Rostov on Pesach 5776, as mentioned earlier. Then the Rebbe added that the Rebbe Maharash said he derived much pleasure from this Nigun, and he remarked that this is the Nigun in which one can perceive the Baal Shem Tov. Let us now once again listen to Reb Michal's Nigun sung by the Chosid Reb Michal Dvorkin shortly before he passed away on Erev Shavuos 5709. This Nigun was sung before the previous Rebbe on the night of Achron Shel Pesach 5704. The previous Rebbe then requested that it be sung again and said, it is written in the Jerusalem Talmud, King David said to the Holy One, may I dwell in your tent forever. This verse means, may people sing songs and praise the name of Hashem, and may my lips speak them in the grave. There is a difference between speaking and singing. Speech serves the mind and the character attributes and the human powers in general. Singing serves the thoughts and the thought processes of the mind, that is, the soul. Generally speaking, speech reveals one's rotzein, will, while nigun reveals oneg, inner delight. Chassidus does not specify with certainty which comes first, whether rotzein causes oneg, whether will causes delight, or oneg causes rotzein. Nevertheless, if we think about it in our soul, we will conclude that oneg is higher. Rotzein, will, resides in the level of a soul called nefesh ruach neshama, while oneg, pleasure, resides in the chai yechida. Thus, we should understand that the phrase, his lips speaks in the grave, referred to song more than to speech. Having just sung this nigun, the Rebbe concluded, we can now attach ourselves firmly to both Reb Michal Zlotcheva and the Baal Shem Tov, but we still require, in addition, our own power to attach ourselves to these great tzaddikim. I
number